laws of divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Adherence to Sharia Before we begin let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif صلاة على النبي The beloved صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said ليس من عبد يصلي علي إلا بلغني صوته حيث كان That no abd, no slave sends salat upon me except that his recitation of salat reaches me no matter where he is, wherever he is. Now, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they asked a question. They said, وَبَعْدَ وَفَاتِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ That right now you are amongst us, you're present amongst us. What about when you pass away from the dunya? What will happen then? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, وَبَعْدَ وَفَاتِي That will be the case even after I pass away. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ Indeed, Allah has made it forbidden upon the earth to consume or to devour the bodies of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. The Prophet of Allah is alive and he is granted sustenance. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Dear viewers of Madin Channel, once our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a heap of flour, wheat, and he placed his blessed hand into it. When he did so, when he took it out, he felt moistness. He felt that it was wet. So, he said to the owner, he said, look, what is this? That is wet when you place your hand in it. He replied, meaning the owner, that it was raining. It rained. And this is why some of this wheat, this flour has become wet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why did you not place the wet part of it on the top? Instead, you've concealed it, you've hidden it. And when a potential customer would have come, he would have seen that it's moist on top, it's wet on top. And if he wanted to buy it, he would buy it. If not, he would refuse. He would leave it. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to that individual, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." Very powerful words, profound words. Whoever deceives us is not from us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam classed this as deception. And in one narration, another narration, the words are that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sell the dry part separately and the wet part of that flour, that wheat separately. Now, after hearing this hadith, if we were to ponder upon our own state, our own condition today, that when we try to sell something, when we try to carry out a transaction, are we also guilty of showing deception? Are we also guilty of trying to deceive others just to have our goods sold? What's the sketch? What's the situation? What's our state and condition? People sell, for example, cars, and when they advertise those cars, they say top of the range. They mention the specs, the specifications. They mention it's been serviced, MOT is passed, everything about the car is immaculate. But later on, when a person purchases that car, he realizes that a particular part of the car needed replacing. And momentarily, something was used to show that that part is in a good condition. People do these things. And we hear these things regularly just to get that car sold. They're not worried about the purchaser, the one buying, the customer. They're not worried about him or her. They just want their car to be sold at any cost. They'll take the full price for it. That person will end up going, driving the car for a day or two, a week or two, a month or two, and then big problems. They'll have to spend more on the car, and they suffer financially. They didn't get what they thought they were getting. And this person, when he's contacted, he'll say, look, sold a scene. Sold, and you've got no right to contact me now. Now, if he had been honest, said, look, brother, this is the car. Everything's okay, but there is this slight problem. It's up to you, take it or leave it. Or in the advert, clearly mentioned that there is this fault. Or a certain part is due to be replaced soon. But people don't do that. Because they think, oh, if I write that, nobody will show interest. I won't get my money for it. They'll start bargaining with me. This, that, and the other. But they don't realize that for them to sell it on in that condition without mentioning the faults means that they're deceiving. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man ghashana falaysa minna. That whoever deceives us is not from us. And this is just one example of what's going on in the marketplace. Muslims, we are doing this. Look at people who sell milk, for example. They adulterate it. They mix it with some other things, with water and other things as well, other liquids. And they pass it off as pure milk, 100% pure, 100% whole milk. Now, remember, in this dunya, a person may get away with it. May get away with it. But in the akhirah, most definitely a person won't get away with it. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense fairly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account of people. So, we have to be very careful in this dunya, and we have to ensure that whenever we carry out transactions, whenever we carry out any type of dealing, regardless of the nature of that dealing, we have to be honest. We have to be truthful. And if we're not, if we're deceitful, deceptive, then that's unlawful for a Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever deceives us is not from us. We're in the blessed month of Ramadan. Let's make the firm intention. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this month you've given us tawfiq to fast, to recite Quran, to pray Taraweeh prayer, to give charity, to feed others, and many other righteous actions. Ya Allah, where you have given us all of this ability, also give us tawfiq and the power and strength to avoid sins. And today we're speaking about one particular vice, and that is deception. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of these blessed moments of Ramadan al-Mubarak, grant us the ability to leave vices, leave sins, leave unlawful acts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he passed by a place and he saw that a person was selling milk. We gave the example of milk earlier. This is an example from the life of the Sahabi, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And so he saw this person selling milk. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu passed by, and not only did he see a person trying to sell milk, but he saw him mixing water into that milk, pouring water into that milk, adulteration. When he saw this, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, what will be your state on the day of judgment when it will be said to you that separate the milk from the water? Allahu Akbar Kabira, that this milk that you are adulterating and mixing with water, on the day of judgment, it will be said to you that differentiate them, separate them. How are you going to do it? We should look towards our own situation, our own state today. that these things, deception, still exist today. It's widespread today. It's prevalent today. Are we involved or not? If we're involved, we have to rid ourselves of these bad traits instantly, immediately. We have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We have to remember that we will have to give account for all of this in the akhirah. Some more examples. When people sell clothes, they deceive regarding the fabric, what the clothes are made of, what brand the clothes are. Are they real? Are they fake, artificial copies? What's the state? What's the sketch? They deceive regarding this. People who are fruit vendors, people who sell fruit in the marketplace, who sell other things. Again, there's deception there. They'll give a box of fruit, a box of apples or a box of bananas or any other fruit. On top, they'll have the fresh fruit, decent size as well. And when a person goes home and he removes the fruit from the top layer, what does he find underneath? Smaller fruits, maybe not in a good condition. Maybe certain fruits that have gone off. These are things that are from the Mujarrabat. They've been experienced time and time again. These things happen. And no wonder people have lost trust. No wonder people say things regarding certain shops and shopkeepers, that they're dodgy, they're deceitful. All they want to do is earn money. They don't care about the customer. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And when one does this, what do you think? Will there be barakah in such a person's earning? Of course not. Because he's trying to take advantage of the Muslims. He's trying to take advantage of others. He's trying to con them. He's trying to make money out of them. And he has no concern for the product that they receive. He has no concern for how they will feel afterwards. He's totally unconcerned with all of that. And a lot of these things are for believers. Your morality, your conscience will alert you to the fact that you're doing wrong. Your iman will lead you to being bothered when you commit such acts. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and told us in a hadith. When he was asked, what is a good deed? How do we define a good deed? How do we recognize a good deed? And how do we recognize a bad deed? How do we realize that something is bad? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, istafti qalbak, seek a fatwa from your heart. Ask your heart regarding that thing. Is it right or wrong? If you're in your heart, you feel this is wrong. This doesn't feel right. Stay away from it. If your heart is mutmain, and you feel it's a positive thing, it's a good thing, it's beneficial for you, do it. Obviously, the parameter is the Sharia. It's not the case that someone enjoys robbing and he says, oh, I asked my heart, my heart was mutmain. Of course, the Sharia has to be placed in front of us. That's the criteria. But then once the Sharia is in front of you, and you know certain things, certain rulings, then you're about to do something, your heart will tell you whether it's right or wrong. So the prerequisite is having knowledge as well. But Allah Ta'ala has placed this in the heart of the believer, that this discernment between right or wrong, your heart will tell you that this thing isn't right, stay away from it. Allahu Akbar. Now, it's very unfortunate that instead of rectifying ourselves, instead of removing these defects and flaws from ourselves, we actually pass them on. Now you have a shopkeeper, wholesaler, or a person who has his own distribution service, and he's been doing that for decades. Now his son's old enough, he wants to make his son the manager or whatever. Now, the day his son deceives someone, the first time his son deceives someone, he will boast about it. And we're not talking about every single person. There are people out there who are God-fearing and Allah Ta'ala has given that tawfiq to them to refrain from bad actions, like deception. But we're talking about people who it's become habitual for them to do this now, deceive others. It's like second nature for them. They don't even consider it bad. So when that person who has instated his son as a manager now, and his son manages to sell something, he'll talk to his friends about it. He'll mention it to others. Oh, you know that item that was very difficult to shift, nobody was buying it, my son managed it. My son sold them a lie. My son convinced them. And he knows full well that his son did lie, did deceive, did cheat others in order to sell that item, that product, those goods. Now, if we're living in times like this, where we're encouraging this, then Allah Ta'ala help us all. Meaning, a person knows it's wrong, but he's encouraging that wrong. He is motivating those beneath him to do more wrong. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the worst situation. And remember, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows everything. Who are we actually deceiving? People? People can't benefit us. People can't harm us. People won't be able to take us to task for our deception. By and large, some people do get caught. They go through the systems. But many people get away with it. But in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, deceiving someone, violating another person's right through deception, this leads to the displeasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not only does it lead to the displeasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it also means that one is daring, because he knows Allah Ta'ala can see him at every moment. Look at these verses of the Quran. I'll recite a few to you. First of all, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows about the deception of the eyes and what is concealed in the hearts, what the hearts conceal. Another verse, وَإِنْ تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Allah Ta'ala knows that which is secretive, was kept as a secret, and that which is more hidden than that as well. So these verses, what do they tell us? If someone commits deception, Allah is well aware of it. Allah knows about it. In another verse of the Quran, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. The one who created you, does he not know? Of course Allah knows. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Another verse. Allah knows what is in the depths of the hearts. We must avoid deception. Why? Because Allah knows everything. These verses tell us Allah's knowledge is complete, and we'll face great consequences if we don't repent and we don't leave these actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, whoever bought clothing for 10 dirhams and one dirham from those 10 was haram. And this is an eye-opener for those who do frequently deceive others. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Whoever buys a piece of clothing for 10 dirhams, one of those dirhams, one from the 10, is from a haram source. As long as that clothing is upon that person, I mean, as long as he's wearing that clothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept his prayers. Allah will reject his prayers, will not accept it. Now imagine today, people who deceive others, who take the money of others, it's haram for them because they've taken it in an unlawful way. What will be their state when they're buying stuff, they're using stuff, they're wearing clothes, they're offering salat? This is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. A person bought something, for example, for 10 dirhams. One dirham from that 10 was haram. Here the case may be that all 10 is haram, or half of the amount spent is from haram. And then people offer namaz in that state. Allahu Akbar. It's disgrace and humiliation in the court of Allah and in the dunya as well. The person who even becomes slightly known about that he is deceptive, people don't want to be in his company. People don't want to know about him. People curse him. There's disgrace in both worlds. So, defrauding others, deceiving others, just to earn a quick buck, just to earn some worldly wealth, this is not the way of a Muslim. This is not from the akhlaq of a Muslim. This is not the way of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We all want to attain the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, especially in Ramadan al-Kareem. We want to gain qurba, proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Millions and millions of people are being forgiven in the month of Ramadan. We want to be amongst those who are forgiven, who forgiveness is granted to. We want to be amongst those who enter Jannah without accountability. We have to work for all of this. Nothing comes easy. In life as well, if you want to succeed, nothing comes easy. the stages, the difficulties, the challenges you have to go through and face. So how have we automatically assumed that earning Jannah is easy? Nothing in life is easy. Jannah is not easy as well for you to attain. It's through the mercy of Allah, but yet you have to do amal as well. The same Lord who will enter a person into Jannah through His mercy commands the people to do righteous actions. And He forbids people to avoid certain actions, the muharramat, the prohibited actions. And if we're not going to avoid them, if we're going to sin day and night, if we're going to deceive others, then there'll be no barakah. The money will come and go, or there'll be issues in the family, issues with offspring, tensions, stresses, worries. Why? Because of our wrongdoings. And we'll receive the punishment for that in the dunya and in the akhirah as well, if we don't repent sincerely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the blessed month of Ramadan Kareem, enable all of us to act sincerely, be well wishers for the believers, act truthfully, and always avoid deception. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.